In the name of the one God, the Holy Trinity, amen. Please be seated. Stop wasting our time. Whether it was reading the gospel out loud at my kitchen table, or closing my eyes, imagining myself in Jerusalem with Jesus, my response to the Sadducees all this week has been the same. Stop wasting our time. This is the third controversy in this chapter in Luke, and is the last week of Jesus' life. The Sadducees' question does not emerge from sincere, well-meaning curiosity. Regarding the resurrection, they are certain in their disbelief. They create an unlikely scenario using the Levirate marriage custom, which their example is outrageous to everyone who hears it. And they do this to give Jesus grief, to mock him and his beliefs. This disingenuous theological question stands in high contrast with Jesus' ministry of good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, letting the oppressed go free, and proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. These are Christ's priorities. This is his mission. The Sadducees are wasting our time. But Jesus, exemplar in all things, he stays engaged. When others might raise a hand and turn away, he is true to his life-giving purpose and message. God is God of the living, on this side of life and the next. Jesus responds, recalling Moses and the story about the bush. He asserts that the living, that is the resurrected, are being spoken of because the dead could not have a God at all. Remember, God says to Moses, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." But what is just outside of Christ's citation here in Exodus actually informs everything. For here is what God says in God's next divine breath. "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I know their suffering." God's identity and compassion for the suffering are revealed together. In fact, compassion drives God to reveal God's self. And this truth is revealed fully in the person and life of Jesus Christ, who in just a few chapters will destroy death forever through his resurrection. The Sadducees' question now seems downright clownish, set in this larger salvific frame. And it makes me wonder, why do we do that? Why do human beings sometimes or often prefer the wrong questions, the small questions, a selfish non-concern for the world? Why are the Sadducees asking, "Whose wife will she be in the resurrection?" when Jesus and his disciples are overwhelmed ministering to the physical and spiritual needs of the people? In my observation of human nature, including my own, when faced with difficult problems for which there is no easy solutions, it can be tempting to deny reality and avoid challenges. In other words, it's tempting to waste time. So the good news is that God and God's compassion and grace are present in every realm of existence. Even in our denial, avoidance, stubbornness, none of us are outside of God's power and reach. And regarding the resurrection, the sweet by and by can be something to look forward to, but our embodied lives on planet Earth are precious to God right now. No need to wait. God is present, love is present in every realm of existence. Which means, my friends, time's a wastin' with disingenuous questions, distractions, and denial. These time wasters conflict with who we are called to be in this world, followers of Jesus, children of God. And oh, what a difficult and divisive time we live in. But God sees our present suffering and struggles, and the Holy Spirit is moving to inspire and assist us honestly facing the challenges of our age, which right now can simply be talking with people with whom we disagree. My youngest child is now a senior in high school, and some of you may remember him as a young child racing up the steps of the chancel to exchange the peace with me, to give me a hug. I recently overheard him talking with a longtime friend of his, and they were disagreeing about something. And he said, "I love you. You are dear to me. I think you're wrong, and I'd like to explain why." I thought, hey, that's pretty good for a 17-year-old. And look, he's still exchanging the peace in all kinds of ways. So yeah, that's good for a 17-year-old. I think it's pretty good for us, too. And it brings to mind a book published this year entitled, "I Think You're Wrong, But I'm Listening, A Guide to Grace-Filled Political Conversations." And among the guidelines that authors Sarah Stewart Holland and Beth Silvers provide are these: give grace, get curious, find your why. Jesus, of course, is a model for staying true to his why. And what is Jesus's why? It takes us back to Exodus. "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have seen and I know the suffering of my people, and I have come to intervene. I have come to bring life." And as followers of Jesus, and his life-giving way, his priorities are our priorities. And like Jesus, we are to stay connected, to stay engaged, even in the face of difficulty, so that we may partner with God in God's life-giving mission. I don't have to tell you, communities are flooding. Communities are burning. Coral reefs are dying. The faithful of this age are not asking how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, or whose wife will this woman be in the resurrection, or spending time with debunked conspiracy theories. The faithful are, with God's help, making a life-giving difference when and where they can, working to heal relationships and to heal creation, that we may find a sustainable life going forward. Think of Mr. Rogers' sage advice. In times of trouble and tragedy, look for the helpers. They are there. You will see them. We see them in the news, and we see them in the pews. look around at one another and all the good that you are doing, the faithfulness that you bring. And be encouraged by one another. So God is the giver of time, inviting us to make the most of it, leaning into reality and making Christ's mission our mission. Grace is pouring out now upon us so that we may be courageous and faithful leaders of grace-filled conversations and doer of good deeds, pointing to and being revealers of God and God's compassion and grace present in every realm of existence. God is the God of life, and this is the ministry to which we are called. For this time, for all time, friends, stop wasting time. Amen.